Aloha mai kākou! Welcome to Olelo Hawaii Makahiki Ekahi, Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. O kainani ko'u inoa. I'm Kainani. This podcast was created to assist students of the Hawaiian language by providing an audio resource that you can listen to and supplement in your in-class or self-directed studies. It is meant to be a supplement to the Nā Kai e Walu textbook, written by Dr. Pila Wilson and Professor Kamanoe Kamana of Kahakaula o Ke'elikolani, University of Hawaii at Hilo. In this first podcast, we will introduce the concepts that will be encountered throughout the book and provide a foundation of knowledge regarding the language, its history, and place in contemporary society. For most of you, learning Hawaiian will be quite different from learning French, Japanese, Tagalog, or German. That's because Hawaii is not a distant foreign land. It's your home, or perhaps you have ancestral roots here. And its people are not faceless and difficult to understand, for they are your relatives and friends. However, while the setting is familiar, the language is not. Due to factors beyond your control, you grew up without native mastery of the language that is the natural counterpart of your contemporary Hawaiian culture. This is why our primary goal is to expose you to as much Hawaiian language as possible that is appropriate to your daily life. Thus, the focus of Nā Kai e Walu is Hawaiian for contemporary use as a living language. A secondary goal is to expand your contemporary local base with aspects of Hawaiian culture, environment, and history that may be unfamiliar to you. True fluency in Hawaiian requires a cultural base that is more deeply Hawaiian than the common local cultural base. Supplementary place-specific culture lessons based on the Kumuhonua Mauliola educational philosophy are being developed at the University of Hawaii at Hilo to accompany this book. Such site-specific cultural information is part of the concept of aloha aina and belonging to a specific place that is central to the Kumuhonua Mauliola. The lessons in this book teach us a basic standard Hawaiian that comes down to us in written and taped record of earlier generations. Reference to some of the variations in the language comes in the notes at the end of each chapter. As a rule, variation in vocabulary, pronunciation, and grammar is not as widespread in Hawaiian as it is in English. However, students should be aware that Hawaiian is not expressed exactly the same throughout these islands. Therefore, avoid regarding things not found here as incorrect. The title of this book, Nā Kai e Walu, refers to the eight seas that join the Hawaiian Islands together like a lake. So important in their function of creating a whole from separate pieces of land, Hawaii's seas are unfortunately often overlooked. Until recently, these eight seas provided the only means of communication between our islands, and they are expected to take on more traffic in the future. Any successful trip across these seas requires seriousness and a positive respect for their true nature. Never to be taken lightly, a trip through the eight seas of Hawaii is something very enjoyable, offering always a beautiful view of our islands. We hope that your trip will be a good one. Revitalizing Hawaiian. Nā Kai e Walu was written with a goal of supporting the revitalization of Hawaiian as a daily spoken language. Therefore, it is important to give some concepts behind Hawaiian language revitalization. Hawaiian, of course, is a language within which a distinct Hawaiian identity developed over generations and generations. Because of this, all the basic features of traditional Hawaiian culture and the traditional Hawaiian worldview are expressed in Hawaiian. Many people wish to revitalize the Hawaiian language because without full use of the Hawaiian language, culture activities such as hula, Hawaiian music, praying in Hawaiian, and even crafts are not fully understood by the practitioner or the observer. Furthermore, the use of the language allows for creativity within a continuation of a cultural tradition with deep roots. This is especially important because of the Hawaiian concept of kauna, where the Hawaiian words of songs, and even for designs, actions, and plants, carry double and triple meanings with special significance beyond simple surface appearance. Kaona meanings are based on the Hawaiian language rather than the English language. Beyond visible culture with deep and ancient roots, the Hawaiian language carries with it indeed requires a distinct worldview in approaching everything, including the contemporary world. One can get an idea of how the worldview of a language affects identity and culture in the contemporary world by observing the contemporary culture of Japan. The Japanese approach to contemporary technology, cartoons, and other aspects that have been adopted from elsewhere is quite distinctive because it has been molded by the Japanese worldview embedded in the Japanese language. There is a unique Hawaiian worldview that is embedded in the Hawaiian language as well, and its effect on assimilating new ideas can be seen in the unique Hawaiian adaptations of external ideas when the Hawaiian language was strong, for example, Hawaiian quilts, Hawaiian slacky guitar, Hawaiian hats, etc. Not only the individual words of Hawaiian embody a distinct Hawaiian worldview, but the basic structures of language, the way in which words are used, require a constant viewing of the world within a certain framework. That framework is quite different from the framework of the worldview that permeates English. For example, Hawaiian makes a very fine distinction between two types of possession. One type refers to things that you possess consciously through your own actions: lovers, children, actions, tools, toys, food, etc. The other type refers to things that you possess only in the sense that ancestors or other powers created an association of them with you, or things that envelop you: parents, land, names, soul, canoes, and homes. English uses a single way of expressing possession that reflects a different worldview. In other cases, English and its worldview make a distinction that is not made in Hawaiian. In English and European languages in general, there is a sharp awareness of gender distinctions. In Hawaiian, there is but a single word that is used for both he and she, and there is no regular distinction made between actors and actresses, policeman and policewoman, etc. Those who believe that the English focus on gender encourages discrimination against women have tried to remove some of the focus on gender in English by the use of terms like chairperson rather than chairman, for example. However, the pervasive and basic distinction between he and she remains central to English, just as the lack of such a focus on gender is central to the Hawaiian language and its approach to the world. Those who strive to revitalize the Hawaiian language wish to see Hawaiian worldview re-established deep within themselves, their families, and others who wish to use Hawaiian as their daily language. By daily use of Hawaiian, they see themselves as maintaining a distinct identity at all times under all types of situations, not simply when dancing hula, planting taro, or chanting. This internalized identification is not always on public display, but it has deep roots. Language, then, is a central life-giving part of a maoli, or life force that protects and nourishes other aspects of the maoli that are more intuitive, physical, and specific knowledge-based. Besides revitalizing traditional Hawaiian culture and the Hawaiian worldview embodied in the Hawaiian language, Hawaiian language revitalists wish to see the position of individuals speaking Hawaiian normalized along international standards of basic human rights. This means that speakers of a language in the place of origin of that language shall be free from prejudicial treatment and have the ability to live their daily lives in that language in actual communities where speaking Hawaiian is not something unusual. Under such normalized conditions, it will be possible to attend school in Hawaiian, watch television in Hawaiian, read daily newspapers in Hawaiian, purchase groceries in Hawaiian, receive government services in Hawaiian, and have communities where Hawaiian was used as a normal language of childhood interaction in the neighborhood. Such normalization would not restrict the learning and use of other languages. In fact, it would favor greater language learning abilities, as has been clearly demonstrated in Europe, where speakers of smaller languages such as Danish, Dutch, and Welsh are the best learners of foreign language, including English. Where small languages are normalized, there is generally an increase in second and third language knowledge and increased economic status of those identifying with the smaller languages as well. The history of the Hawaiian language, its near extermination, and the progress being made to revitalize it today are areas that your teacher might share with you or that you might read about elsewhere, such as the International Journal of Sociology of Language, 132. Very briefly, Hawaiian has primordial roots as a single indigenous language of Hawaii. Along with the Hawaiian monarchy, the language made the transition from a purely local base to participation in a global culture and participation in international political and cultural developments. This expansion also allowed for the documentation of a huge body of traditional Hawaiian culture and history written in Hawaiian that provide a resource unavailable to most indigenous peoples of the world. Furthermore, it led to Hawaiian becoming an inter-ethnic language used by the diverse races of Hawaii in interacting with each other, and was used as a primary language of identity by children born in Hawaii, regardless of their ethnic background. The political events that led up to and followed the coup against the Hawaiian Kingdom in 1893 also led to the replacement of Hawaiian with Olelo Pa'i'ai, Pidgin, a strongly Hawaiian-influenced Creole language, as a language of Hawaii-born children. These political events included the banning of the use of Hawaiian in schools and severe punishment of children for speaking it. By 1920, the last children to grow up speaking Hawaiian had been born in most communities in Hawaii, and Hawaiian was clearly moving toward full extinction. Suppression of Hawaiian did not end when the local population shifted to Olelo Pa'i'ai, as those uniquely Hawaiian features of Olelo Pa'i'ai have, until today, been subject to disparagement and outright discrimination and bans as part of a subordinated dialect of English. During various periods in Hawaii's history, there were cultural revitalization movements that focused on the Hawaiian language. Most influential for this book was the revitalization movement of the 1970s that led to Hawaiian Studies and Hawaiian Language BA degrees in the University of Hawaii system and elsewhere. The authors of this book were part of the movement, and also the Punana Leo movement, to re-establish Hawaiian-speaking families in schools where Hawaiian-speaking children and others wishing to speak Hawaiian could be educated through Hawaiian. As a result of this movement, there has been a major increase in knowledge of Hawaiian among those who are predominantly speakers of English, as well as significant stemming of the loss of Hawaiian in the Ni'ihau community and the few families where parents had been able to develop sufficient Hawaiian fluency to raise their children entirely in Hawaiian. While there are more speakers of Hawaiian today, much remains to be done to expand those numbers to include all who identify with the language. Even more challenging is to expand the fluency levels of speakers and re-establish living Hawaiian families and communities. And finally, there is the challenge of normalizing Hawaiian throughout Hawaii as a valid and highly valued component of contemporary life in Hawaii for all. Your participation in a Hawaiian language class contributes to the efforts to revitalize Hawaiian. E ola ka olelo Hawaii. Ho'olohe ka pepe iao, hana kalima. Language content and pragmatics. Much of language learning is initially focused on how to put a sentence together. But language is more than structures. It also includes what you should talk about or expect others to talk about and how you should present such content. The more you use Hawaiian, the more important this presentation skill, that is the pragmatics of the language, becomes. Normal use of the Hawaiian language includes the use of puns, sayings, and references to Hawaii's unique history and environment. Hawaiian also has its own ways of handling conversations, storytelling, poetry, speeches, etc., that are different from the English way. Some features of Hawaiian pragmatics, especially those relating to informal ways of interacting, are partially preserved in the way Olelo Pa'i'ai, Pidgin, is used. Many other features, however, are totally different from Olelo Pa'i'ai. There are many ways in which you can prepare yourself for the content and pragmatics of the Hawaiian language. Just learning the basics of Hawaii's history, historical lifestyles, and ancient material culture and environment is important. But be aware that some things in standard English reference books come from a different background and approach than that which is typically found in Hawaiian. Do not, however, refuse to read these things or learn from non-Hawaiian sources. A good learner seeks our knowledge everywhere, taking what is good and leaving what is bad behind. Furthermore, do not overlook periods since the time of Kamehameha. The Hawaiian language has continued in Hawaii for over 200 years since that time. To speak Hawaiian fully, you must know about all periods of Hawaii's history, including present political events and issues. Those who overlook the long period between Kamehameha and today do not realize that there is a Hawaiian way to drink coffee, Hawaiian types of bread, and Hawaiian team sports developed in the 1800s that are totally different from American English forms of such things. Once you have the basics, you are ready to move on to English translation of works by early Hawaiian language writers such as Kamakau and I'i. Be aware, however, that some things that are written about in these books will fly over your head or be misinterpreted due to the difference in outlook and background knowledge. Reading the works of Mary Kavena Puku'i is especially helpful, including the two volumes of Nana Ike Kumu, The Polynesian Family System of Kau, and Olelo no Iau, Hawaiian Proverbs and Poetical Sayings, and other articles of hers. From her writings, you can expand to the writings of others. Be aware that when many of these materials were written, Hawaiian spelling was less standardized than it is today, and the spellings of words must be confirmed in the dictionary. Reading the Puku'i Elbert Hawaiian Dictionary itself can provide much important information on topics discussed in Hawaiian. Knowledge of the famous characters in Hawaiian traditional literature, genealogies, and religion is important, as is the knowledge of the Bible, because of the frequent inclusion of religious references in the Hawaiian language. A good initial source for such information is Hawaiian Mythology by Martha Beckwith. An important companion book for any Hawaiian literature is Place Names of Hawaii by Puku'i, Elbert, and Mo'okini. Again, be aware that your understanding will often initially be different from traditional Hawaiian understanding. Furthermore, there are often several understandings that would be commonly available to Hawaiian speakers, while the translation or book may only describe one. Because Hawaiian is still spoken and is now growing in its number of speakers, you also have to be aware that there is constantly new content being added into language and that, as is the case with all living languages, new types of literature and usages are being developed. As you progress in your learning, you will have greater access to how the language is being used in new contemporary circumstances. New vocabularies documented in Maamaka Kaiao, printed at the Halekua Mo'o Hawaiian Language Center of the University of Hawaii at Hilo. Reading about and observing Hawaiian activities will not make you a part of the language. You must use it yourself and participate in its content. There are several ways to do this, some of which, at present, are conducted primarily through English. Such activities include canoe paddling, fishing, farming, etc. Participate in these, and as you grow in your knowledge of Hawaiian, actively seek ways to put the language back into these contexts. There are also things that you can do that directly involve the Hawaiian language. First and foremost, you can sing Hawaiian songs. Learning Hawaiian songs will give you special access to traditional Hawaiian thinking and topics. Make sure, however, that you get the right words and learn to pronounce them correctly. And also learn the meaning of the individual words in the song and one or more interpretations of the song. Joining a halau hula will provide you with greater development in Hawaiian music and Hawaiian expression. Remember that language also includes body language. Some books of Hawaiian song lyrics are Nā Mele o Hawaii Nei, 101 Hawaiian Songs by Elbert and Mahoe, King's Book of Hawaiian Melodies, Songs of Hawaii by Charles E. King, and The Queen's Songbook by Dorothy K. Gillette and Barbara Smith. Second, you can read what Hawaiian speakers are reading in Hawaiian. You can begin with small books developed by the Ahapunana Leo for children. These often include traditional literature as well as contemporary aspects of Hawaiian life. These can be obtained by contacting the Ahapunana Leo through its website. There has also been a children's newspaper printed by the Halekua Mo'o Center for Hawaiian Language of Kahakaula o Ke'eliko Lani College at the University of Hawaii at Hilo. Newsletters in Hawaiian are available through the Halekua Mo'o and also the Ahahui Olelo Hawaii. Again, look up websites. Hawaiian literature, often in rather simple Hawaiian, with facing English translation, is available in the Fornander Collection from the Bishop Museum in Honolulu. You can also visit Ulukau, the Hawaiian Digital Library at ulukau.org, where many of these resources can be found. At a more advanced stage, at the third year level, you can begin to read more difficult Hawaiian literature. Third, you can watch videos of Hawaiian topics used for Hawaiian language schools. These include kūpuna doing traditional activities, traditional stories, modern stories, and documentaries. These are also available primarily from the Ahapunana Leo. Ika olelo no keola, ika olelo no kamaken. In the language there is life, in the language there is death. Have you ever said something intentionally or accidentally to hurt someone's feelings? Of course, we all have at some point in our lives. There is an English language expression that states, "Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me." This, however, does not apply to Hawaiian thinking. Your olelo, your words, carry mana, or transformative power. They are capable of physical as well as mental or emotional injury to others. There is another olelo no iau, Hawaiian proverb, that says, "O'oe kaluahi o kau mele." You bear the good and bad consequences of the poetry that you compose. A skilled haku mele, composer of Hawaiian poetry, chooses his hua olelo, words, carefully so that there are no unintended meanings. If he or she does not, there will be consequences. It is important that you keep these principles of olelo Hawaii in mind as you progress through your ha'avina lessons. Now that you have a basic understanding of Hawaiian language history and context, you are prepared to take your first steps in learning the Hawaiian language. Ahui hou!